Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, April 17th, 2022, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial, Georgia. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. Welcome back, and happy Easter to you, and happy Easter to everyone out there. You know, I do love Easter. I don't know about you, but I was just sitting here thinking of numerous Easters over the years that are just glorious. All I think about are, you know, happy times, going to church, dinner with the family, you know, trees and flowers. I was thinking all the way back to Augusta, Georgia, when I lived there, and just the beautiful Postmasters plants that are all down in Augusta. Beautiful place this time of year. But, you know, what a wonderful day. Because he's risen, we have life and hope, and that makes me a happy, happy man. Frankly, with all I've been through in life, I wouldn't make it without my faith, Ed. I promise you it would be very difficult to get out of bed without any hope. And there are plenty of people in this world with no hope, and we'll probably talk about it later, but we talked a little bit about what's going on in Shanghai, which is awful, which I would have thought, if somebody told me 25 million people in lockdown over a COVID subvariant, I would think that was pure propaganda. If we didn't have, my wife has friends that are out there. No, it's actually true. So, you know, wife, husband, and three children locked inside their condo for over 3 weeks, running out of food, water cut off to the building. Yeah, this is actually happening. And then as of, I think, yesterday morning, they're now dragging people out of those condos. Who knows where they're taking them? The people are screaming, but they're dragging them out. Why? The government took over the building. They're going to make it a COVID, I don't know, just where they're going to stick the sick people. So to let them probably pass away, because this is communist China over there. So, wow, what a dystopian society that is over there. And you would think it were not true, but it is Orwellian in its magnitude. What a horrible thing. And those poor people don't have hope. Everybody keep them in your prayers. I mean, it's Sunday here, but what are they, I mean, Easter Sunday, but what are they going through over there? I've never heard or seen of anything like it. Again, I'm so glad we have hope, and let's still celebrate this Easter.
That's a pretty powerful message, and I certainly do agree that having no hope is probably one of the most difficult things in life, and we've all gone through moments of zero hope. That is a sad story because, you know, we were so inundated with so many headlines that I think many of us has become immune to the fact that, well, is it really true? Is it not true? But when we hear an actual story from someone who knows people and it comes from one mouth to the next, that cannot be ignored. And I cannot imagine the fright and the angst that is going on in that family. This is like World War II, World War I. This is just awful stories. And I just am blessed every day to live in this country. I know you are too, and so many of the people who listen are.
Well, and amen to that, Ed. You know, so many conversations with the patients. And by the way, everything's going great at CHI Memorial, both Georgia and the other two facilities downtown and in Hickson. We're ready for you, open for business. Come on in. So no problems there. And the COVID numbers are still down, which is fantastic in this area. Love it. And, you know, these Omicron subvariants, at least what I'm seeing for the vast majority, except for people at super high risk, not a serious issue. So that is a fantastic bit of news. And it is not something we're really seeing in the office right now. Just normal seasonal type of illness and mostly normal medical care. It's great. It's almost like we're back to normal. And then you turn on the TV set, look at the news. I'm glad we're in the Southeast too, you know, and just blessed to be in Tennessee, Georgia area. You look around the country and I shudder to think how we're being run into the ground as a nation. And we may or may not get into that. It's a medical show, not a political show. But, you know, I do worry. I'm concerned for the country. And I would say, gosh, virtually every patient that comes in makes a comment like that. They are very worried for the spiritual state of the country, for the financial state of the country, for the security of the country. And from a medical standpoint, that ain't good for your hope and your feelings of peace and security.
No, but you know, I think Mahatma Gandhi said, looking back on history from day one, love and truth will end up winning this battle. We will. Love and truth will end up saving all of us at a certain point. We just don't know when that will be. And so the
truth, I fully agree.
And you know, we've always said, and I've said this many times, the pendulum will always go back and swing back the other direction. Well, it went way, way one-sided. It has swung back decently. We don't know where it's going to end up at the end point, but
sad thing though, there is evil in the world. That's always the unfortunate truth.
Yes.
I mean, you look at Hitler, Stalin, you know, so many people you can look at. You look at what's happening in Shanghai right now. It's evil. And so is there evil fighting all that love? Yeah, unfortunately.
Always will be. Yes, always will be. But that's where, you know, we have to hold our hearts in the right place and stand firm that we have hope.
Yeah, we're going to keep speaking truth on Vital Health Radio. That's for sure.
Bingo. That's lovely. I'm going to talk in probably the third segment. I actually have not had a coward of the week probably the past three shows because I really didn't see any COVID cowards out there.
How about the hero of Elon Musk?
Oh, well, yes. Love that. But you're going to be shocked at this coward of the week. It's going to be a shocker, and I'm not going to say anything until the third segment.
Well, I can't wait to hear. I can think of a few, so we'll leave that to you.
Yeah, so I'm teasing here on the first segment, so you got to hang in there until the
third
one.
Shame on you.
And I want to talk on the third about my little experience, the ketamine trip that I've been on twice now.
Yes, I saw your post on Facebook about that.
Ketamine is an anesthesia from the 60s, and it is used to create many things, and PTSD, anxiety, depression, but it's also used for out-of-body experiences. And many people who have terminal diagnosis who are open to this can find great peace with their own death once this ketamine is put in, because it allows a shift of consciousness that maybe 60 years of meditation or prayer can't do in some people. And I have some grand stories to tell as far as my experiences. I'm going to do several more. I'm going to do six. And half the reason I went was for my chronic hip pain, which is vastly better. And the other was because I'm a seeker.
You know, I do want to hear, I hope you're going to talk about it, what your experience is inside that while you're actually receiving the procedure.
Yes.
Will you do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I know you're, with your background in history, you want to hear that, because that way you can share it with other people.
Absolutely. You know, we've also talked about how your emotional state can increase your sensation of pain. Remember that?
Bingo.
You know, it's interesting. I saw something. We were talking a little bit before the show, how I hurt my back at the gym, and it was a process to figure out what I'd done. But in the period of time where I was going, oh, Lord, I could think of all sorts of horrible things that could be going on inside my body. You know what? That anxiety over the potential, made the pain worse. And as soon as I figured out what had done it, the pain reduced like, I don't know, 60, 70%. And it was just a state of mind. It was the craziest thing. And I noticed it. I went, I know what I've done. And the pain got better. Strangest thing in the world.
No, it's not strange. And this is where I have seen we have to be cautious and careful about picking are people we go to who many times supposedly are there to help us, but there's a lot of doomsday people out there in the medical field, in the nutrition field, in the friend field, in the family field, that are so caught up in anxiety and worry that they're going to actually make your pain worse, because they're going to have doomsday plans for you. Oh, this could be this, could be that. Oh, I had a friend who had that, and they are now in a wheelchair. All that feeds into a crisis thinking that will increase your pain. There is zero doubt. Dr. John Sarno is one of my heroes from New York. He's passed away. That was his whole practice, was showing that fear will increase pain. Lessening fear decreases pain.
And I learned that again this week. It is true. But it felt so good when my brain realized what it was, and I had a handle, a name to it. I could hang my hat on it. This is what this is. And suddenly I felt better. No more Tylenol after that. None. I mean, it went down that much. It was great.
Well, the
so
thing
I hope
is,
it helps somebody that's listening, too.
Well, and the thing is, fear will cause constrictions. What does constrictions cause? More pain. So when that, and the body's trying to protect itself, and the more you're fearful, the more it thinks it better really turbocharge this pain so that you don't do anything. Well, there's time and place for that if you broke your leg or if you have something where you better not move or bad things will happen. That's not the case 95% of the time. And the more the body protects it, the slower it heals and the more pain you have. So coming to peace with it, and I've learned that so well over a year and a half with my chronic nerve pain in my hip. In fact, one night, I'll tell you really quickly, I went to bed and I had, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was a great weekend. I had, my pain was probably a 2 or 3, which is very manageable. The phone rings at 10:30 from a spam caller. I pick up the phone. It was just a spam caller. Hung it up. I went from a 3 to a 9 in 1 minute. Why? Because I do have a little PTSD with phone calls at night, you know, between the tornado and a tree that fell on my daughter's house 3 years ago. And like many of us, the phone can ring at those hours and it's not the call you want to get. Well, it constricted my body to a point that I had to go sleep on the floor. Well, I didn't sleep. And the whole night I was racked with pain. What changed in that 2 minutes? Nothing but my view and my consciousness of that phone call. So, perfect example of exactly what you spoke about.
As an unfortunate truth, did you pull out your insight timer at that time?
You know, I'm not good at that. An insight timer is my meditative timer. I did it before you got here this morning. I love it. But no, for some reason, I get into a panic stage about that time of night, and I just can't calm down. I just have to roll on the floor or do something stupid.
So well, you know, I've learned from you and teach it to the patients, too, for that. Pull out my insight timer, take 2 GABA. Well, lay back down.
And GABA was what I did. And the GABA does help calm my mind back down.
You know, and that's helped so many patients. And we just enjoy, you know, the patients are now mixing. I get so many people that are hearing us on Vital Health Radio, friends of yours, patients of yours, customers of yours, and which are sort of patients, but I know we can't say that. You know, and it's so nice to have people that embrace both traditional and non-traditional, and we're marrying the two. And it is a good marriage. I mean, it really is for the patients, and they're utilizing everything in their toolbox that they can.
Yes, toolbox. I love it. We got to create our own toolbox. Well, we got a segment. Next one is on enzymes with a friend of mine, Jeff Owen. Look forward to that because these are very important conversations. So stay tuned for episode 2 with Vital Health Radio.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in health, fitness, and bodybuilding. World-class competition with both men and women. If you're into health and fitness, this is an event you don't want to miss. Brought to you by Vascular Institute, Optimize You, Goals Gym, RCL3, Texas Roadhouse, People's Home Equity, and Chattanooga Fitness Download. For tickets and more information, check us out online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all. Each week, tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. We got a great guest today, Jeff Owen from Dynamic Enzymes. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Jeff.
Ed, good morning. It's such a pleasure to be on your radio show this Saturday. And first of all, I just want to say to your listening audience, I want to wish them all both a happy Passover Easter weekend. This happens to be one of those years where both holidays practically fall at the same time. So I know that people around the United States and probably around the world are gathering together, with their families and loved ones. And I hope everybody has a good, joyous Passover Easter weekend.
How kind of you. What a great intro. I appreciate that. Where do you live at, Jeff?
Yes, I actually live in southeast Florida in Deerfield Beach, which is about, 10 miles north of Fort Lauderdale. It's kind of in between Boca Raton and Fort Lauderdale on the southeastern part of Florida.
Wonderful.
And, for those people who happen to be vacationing in Florida, they have been certainly the beneficiaries of some ridiculously nice weather that we're having that I don't want to make your listening audience jealous about.
It's a lot better. I have some friends up in, Isle of Palms area, and it's been very windy and cool.
That's correct. The weather, in my view, has been very unusual here the last few months. It's been kind of cool and dry. I mean, Florida, you're accustomed to living here at being, jungle-type weather, humid. Sticky weather, or schwitzy weather, as we like to call it, but it's been much different than what I'm accustomed to. So for Floridians and people vacationing, they're enjoying it a lot.
I'm getting jealous now.
Well, let me start this conversation, because there's one thing my 40 almost 3 years experience that I have always had a great interest in, which is the name enzymes. And many people probably don't really realize what an enzyme is, because we have many different ones in the human body. I have accessed digestive enzymes. I've utilized many different forms. But the one that I'm more interested in, partially because I'm less young than I used to be, and I do have some off and on chronic pains, is enzymes for chronic pain, because I want to use the minimal amount of pharmaceuticals, because they do have downsides. They have an upside too, but I'm glad we have them. But I'm always trying to help people and myself to use things that have zero downside but a lot of pluses upside. Tell people what enzymes are, because you represent Dynamic Enzymes, which is an amazing, wonderful company, and we partner with you guys. And so what is an enzyme?
That's a great place to start, Ed. Enzymes are a class of proteins that act, if you will, as biocatalysts. I know that's a big word. The term catalyze means to initiate a chemical reaction. So they act as biocatalysts to initiate or accelerate chemical reactions essential for life. And what the listening audience should understand about enzymes is that they are truly ubiquitous in nature, meaning that enzymes are the driving forces behind all living organisms. So in the example of humans, us, not only do enzymes allow for activities such as running, jumping, and dancing, but they also regulate the most basic bodily functions such as breathing, digesting, and thinking. At present, there have been more than 3,000 different type of enzymes that have been identified in the human body. And what we understand is that they all work, you know, synergistically, if you will, to sustain proper metabolism and bodily processes that we often take for granted.
That's a wonderful explanation, because I guess they come in capsules most of the time. If we're doing supplementally, our body makes a lot of them, especially when we're vibrant, we're younger. But the truth is, as we age, like many things, they decline, and that can be a very negative thing for the body. And I know with and we're not going to talk about digestive enzymes, but many people have such digestive problems, and part of it is the body does not like undigested food. And when we're taking things like PPIs, we're under stress, we eat too fast, you're going to have issues. So I recommend enzymes for people with food. But in this case, as you know, I've talked to you before about my chronic hip pain, and it is vastly better. But I'm using enzymes in between meals that are of a nature that help lower inflammation. And so that this is in the literature, isn't it, Jeff? Medical literature.
It is. It is, Ed. In fact, you know, both on our website and we have this wonderful, you know, enzyme guide that we put out a few years ago called The Physician's Guide to Enzyme Therapy. And you mentioned it, you know, the term inflammation, you know, that's a term that we all hear. I often think that, you know, it's almost like with cholesterol. People hear these terms and they think, oh, cholesterol, it's a negative, or inflammation's a negative. What people need to understand about inflammation is that inflammation, it's a complex process. You know, it's a complex protective response of the body's immune system to invading pathogens, toxins, irritants, and trauma. And how the inflammatory process, Ed, is initiated is when damaged cells release chemical signals, they will cause like nearby blood vessels to become more porous. And that allows the release of immune cells from the bloodstream into the site of damage. And then simultaneously, as a good example, you know, using Florida as an example, when people vacation and they stay out in the sun too long, often what you get is localized swelling of the area, you know, to prevent the spread of infectious microbes. So inflammation, you know, is necessary to isolate the damage and initiate the healing process. And typically, Ed, for, you know, if people are generally healthy, you know, the inflammation process will subside when the source of the injury is resolved. But as we know, in our society, some individuals, or I would even say many, experience what's called chronic inflammation. And that's a long-term condition that's characterized by extensive accumulation of something called fibrin, which we could talk about in just a moment. And in chronic inflammation, this is a term I think a lot of us have heard in the last 2 years regarding COVID. You know, cytokine signaling and fibrin accumulation are both widespread and uncontrolled. And that could lead to the formation of scar tissue. And the scarring of tissues and organs, such as our lungs, like pulmonary fibrosis as an example, or non-alcoholic liver disease, they can make these organs more rigid and inflexible, thus unable to function properly. So you're absolutely right. Systemic enzymes, why they could be such a, to me, necessary adjunct to anybody recovering from rehabilitation from an injury or an infection. How they basically work, Ed, is they work by clearing dead tissue and debris from the blood, you know, controlling the inflammatory signals and immune cell mitigation, if you will, and then breaking down that scar tissue.
And again, you know, I think we all realize, but not on sometimes at the conscious level, that the reason we don't hurt at 10 years old, 20, 25, is because we have a very optimal system that is set up to create optimal health and make us feel well. And it's almost like, you know, I fly small airplanes, and would I take off on a big trip with only half gas in the tank? No, I wouldn't, or half oil, because there's going to be a downside. And that's what we do as we age. We tend to lessen many different levels in our system that were there very adequately younger. And, you know, the perfect solution is, well, let's just, the non-perfect solution is just hope that things get better. No, the perfect solution is let's add more oil and gas to that plane so that we don't crash. And one of those is enzymes like you're speaking about. Now, again, if you, and I want to say this, I don't know you know far more than I do about it. Digestive enzymes you take with food because you want them to help digest food. You don't take these anti-inflammatory enzymes with food because you don't want them to go digest food. You want them to digest what you're talking about is some of the particles that our body overcompensates with that create more inflammation. Is that correct?
That is a perfect explanation, Ed. As you just mentioned, unlike digested enzymes, which are meant to be taken with food, you know, to help your body break down food and then provide better, you know, food digestion, nutrient absorption, in the case of systemic enzymes, they work throughout the body, you know, targeting areas of inflammation and, if you will, modulating the overall healing process. So unlike digestive enzymes, as you just mentioned, systemic enzymes are meant to be consumed on an empty stomach and absorbed into the bloodstream through the small intestine. And what we know, Ed, in you know, decades of research with systemic enzymes, is that once they are in the bloodstream, the systemic enzymes are capable of a wide variety of functions as they are carried through general circulation. And in fact, these systemic enzymes may stay in the circulation for up to 12 hours. And they will execute effects upon target tissues and organs before they are ultimately metabolized in the liver and kidney for excretion. So there's no question about it, Ed, as you just said, that anybody in our society that still wants to remain active, and we know with our, you know, with our population aging, you know, many people still want to be able to enjoy sports, exercising, and strenuous activities. But often, you know, when they do that, they feel tired, they feel sore, and they feel like certain muscles and joints and tissues require extra recovery time. So systemic enzymes could be a terrific option to consider to really help people accelerate, if you will, their body's ability to recover either from an injury or infection, or just to, you know, be able to resume the, you know, their day-to-day activities in a way that is balanced and healthy.
And you know what, well, Dr. Green?
Well, I was just thinking, you know, I have not had, to the best of my knowledge, we have not spoken before. So I'm in learning mode right now, and I haven't researched dynamic enzymes. But in my world, in traditional medicine, we're used to, say, someone with pancreatic insufficiency taking pancreas and other digestive hormones. Everybody knows about lactose insufficiency and taking, you know, something with lactase. But what I have been thinking, though, Ed is well aware of all of your products. I'm not. I'm curious about a couple of your products. What would you recommend for people, whether it's digestion, exercise, mental focus? You know, what kind of things do you have? At least a few. I'm very curious about that. What products you are having and recommending to people?
Yeah, tell the name, because if they just hear this, they need to know. They need to write it down and then come in and get it. So, yes, perfect question, Dr. Green.
That is a perfect question. One product in particular that I really love to recommend because I think it's so versatile because it really touches and concerns a number of issues related to people's health is a product called Restore Active. And this is a product that we recommend for people with active lifestyles. And but the formula, if you will, is a balanced and potent blend of systemic enzymes, namely something called an enzyme called serrapeptase, natokinase, bromelain, papain from papaya. And these are all beneficial enzymes that support speedy tissue and muscle restoration. And interesting enough, as a bonus, these enzymes do contain carbohydrate and fat enzymes to support energy levels. So for those people out there that, you know, want a way to help facilitate muscle recovery without having to be taking ibuprofen or acetaminophen or, you know, even more severely corticosteroids, this is a great product to recommend for muscle recovery, for tissue health, healthy joints, healthy circulation, fibrin digestion, and in basically kind of tying it all together, the body's natural response to inflammation. So this is such a versatile formula. This is the one that I typically take every morning, Ed and Dr. Green, after I walk in the morning and jog and do my 50 push-ups. And I find it's, you know, it's just such a great way to keep everything in your body in balance.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And let's, you know, we've got about 2 minutes left. Let's talk about the people who should not use enzymes. What are the contraindications for a person if they're on certain pharmaceuticals or certain health disorders?
Great question. Commonly, you know, with serrapeptase as an example, which is a powerful fibrinolytic systemic enzyme. Interesting enough, in research studies, what they find is that when people are, you know, are taking, you know, regularly aspirin-type drugs, if they want to consider taking serrapeptase, the interesting thing is that the serrapeptase may actually increase the potency of the over-the-counter drugs or the steroids. So I think it would be prudent for an individual who's contemplating wanting to take a product like Restore Active, but maybe on these type of medications, you know, to certainly consult with their practitioner about this. Of course, you know, when I say that, sometimes I'm always mindful of the fact that, you know, unless the practitioner is more of a functional medicine or integrative practitioner, as opposed to just strictly allopathic, that could sometimes, you know, create conflict. But that is something that I think someone should keep in mind. The other systemic enzyme where I would mention caution, that there's a caveat, is the enzyme called MAPK. This is an enzyme we typically recommend to help with circulation issues. People may have a propensity toward blood clots or conditions as serious as deep vein thrombosis. It's involved in inhibiting the body's activity of fibrinogen, which leads to that overproduction of fibrin. That's a wonderful formula, but again, if someone's on anticoagulant drugs or blood clotting drugs, again, they should certainly consult a physician before taking the natokinase, because you don't want to have a situation where you may have, you know, potential hemorrhaging issues.
Wonderful, wonderful information. And I love the fact that, you know, you said exactly right. Dr. Green he's just so open-minded. I love his attitude, because, you know, he didn't really come from that world, but he embraces it and he knows how to figure this out for the patient. And I take natokinase every single day, will the rest of my life, because I really feel it's going to reduce my chance of a stroke because it reduces fibrin. We've talked about that before with you, Jeff. And you know what?
Yes.
We have filled this segment very, very well, and you have been so, so informative. And I just know that people will be responding to this. And if they have any questions for you, they can always email me, talk to me, and I will be happy to present that question to you to get their answer. So thank you for helping us today on Vital Health Radio.
Ed, Dr. Green, it's been such a pleasure. It always is. And again, I just want to wish your listening audience a joyous Passover Easter weekend. Stay healthy, stay wise, in the words of Benjamin Franklin.
I love that. Stay wise. I love it. All right. Well, Vital Health Radio is sponsored by the Vascular Institute and CHI Memorial. So stay tuned for segment three with some more exciting information.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in health, fitness, and bodybuilding. World-class competition with both men and women. If you're into health and fitness, this is an event you don't want to miss. Brought to you by Vascular Institute, Optimize You, Goals Gym, RCL3, Texas Roadhouse, People's Home Equity, and Chattanooga Fitness Download. For tickets and more information, check us out online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Got Medicare questions? Call 423-777-5577.
I know a girl with sparkling eyes, a superhero in disguise, and we call her Medichemist D. Those things that keep you up at night, so choices, which one's right? That's when you call Medichemist D. She's got a stack of books she reads, with all the others she takes lead, and we call her Medichemist D. With Federal Government Association, she's got no affiliation.
423-777-5577. That's 423-777-5577.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. Got to go ahead and get it out of the way because it's been on my mind for a solid week, which is the basically COVID coward of the week in Chattanooga.
Oh, I can't wait.
And you know, I've talked maybe about seven different cowards. Cowards mean people who have drank the Kool-Aid, who are walking around massively in fear, despite the fact the facts do not back that up on COVID, especially at this time. I talked to a friend of mine yesterday, my buddy Brian, and we talked about the fact that, you know, the first 6 months, we were all clueless. We should have done everything we could, which we did. We locked down. We washed our hands 50 times a day. We wore a mask everywhere. We didn't know. That made sense. It doesn't make sense anymore, people. The only people who are at really risk are those who have significant health disorders. And right now, we are in a good stage of very low rates of infection. But all of us have heard of Thomas the Train, haven't we?
Yes.
I have two wonderful grandchildren. And one, it just loves Thomas the Train to death. And, you know, they come to town here, I guess it's on the steam engine, and, you know, he just adores Thomas the Train. Well, they're going to be here next week or the week after. Guess what they require? Every child has to wear a mask if they are 3 years old or older. That is asinine, because the fact is, unless a child has massively significant risk factors with health, they are the least risk group that there is. It is almost non-existent, a person having significant difficulties, if they get it. And to make three-year-olds and above wear a mask on their special day with Thomas the Train, you know what that train, it, I always know that train is fueled by steam, but no, it's fueled by fear. That's what that train is fueled by at this stage.
Yeah, I'm glad you had the caveat in there. If someone is at high risk,
yes,
be cautious, and that's correct. But you're also right about the rest. That demographic is the lowest risk demographic that we have. And virtually every study has shown a lack of significant benefit to the children and lack of significant protection for masking at that age. Some even showed harm, some European studies. So, you know, this is, I wish I had it memorized right now, but we've read so many studies over the last 18 months that they all start to run together. But you are absolutely correct. So I wonder which individual made that decision. You don't know that?
I don't, but I'm going to research it because I'm going to send them the link to this show, and I'm going to say this is the story that we presented.
But that's unfortunate. We did the dinner train at Christmas, and they were not that paranoid. And so that was Christmas of 2021.
Huh.
And so we were there, and gosh, I don't remember them asking us to wear masks, pushing anything, and we were on the Pullman car. And it was an extremely nice dinner. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever done that. I'd never done it before. But nice dinner, good history for the area. You know, they have a conductor that walks around teaching you. And it was a great experience. And frankly, I forgot about the pandemic. And it was wonderful. Enjoyed the meal. And for anyone who's a fan of Three Stooges, the Pullman car that's down there at the Tennessee Railroad Museum is the same car, according to them, that the Three Stooges filmed in for their Pullman car scenes.
Really?
The very car.
How neat.
Bit of history for Chattanooga.
All of us less young individuals were fond of the Three Stooges.
We remember them and the Little Rascals, don't we?
An alfalfa. What was the dog's name?
Was it Spot or something?
Spanky.
Spanky was a kid.
That's right. It will come to me.
Remember it had that big circle over its eye.
Yes. Yeah.
Good memories.
Got to talk real quick. A TikTok, Dr. Green, not bragging, but I've got over 2 million views.
Wow, you're famous.
And nope, I'm not, but it's interesting. I enjoy posting 3 times a week. It is all gym related. It's all fitness related. It is on Nutrition World Tennessee.
So like, are the Kardashians following you?
Yep.
That's what I want to know.
Hey,
are you an influencer now, Ed?
I'm a sensitive individual, so I don't really look at the comments because, you know, there's about 5% that are just dang ugly, you know? Like, they make fun of me for my mustache pretty often, which does not bother me at all. But sometimes they'll call me out and say, you're just the biggest idiot that's ever been on TikTok. I just blow it off, but I don't like looking at it. So I don't know who's really following me.
Yeah, but I probably wouldn't want to read them either. But that's for everybody. Everybody that I follow is like, for all the negative people out there, and they'll have a comment for them. But that's life. They're just mean people out there.
Yeah, just trolls. And they've got work to do, too, like we all do.
Well, they probably couldn't keep up with you in the gym.
Well, I feel like I'm hanging in pretty darn good based on the things I do to support myself. You can't hang in there well if you just use, and hope's so important, but you got to put a toolbox together. You got to have a team. You have people like you and hopefully like me or your own self-discipline in order to rise to the occasion.
Well, why not just be juvenile like Biden was at the town hall meeting and challenge them to a push-up contest? You remember that one,
no,
don't you?
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, people who watched the news back then, that was just so juvenile of him when he did that.
Oh.
So please don't do that, Ed. That was sarcasm.
I want to talk just quickly about my ketamine experience. Again, ketamine is a anesthesia from the 1960s, but it is used, and it has been abused now on the street. But in the medical setting, of which I do, have a great fellow, he's an anesthesiologist. It's over here on Shalford Road. I posted it on my Facebook. Ed Jones's Facebook is, I have the link to their clinic. Very interested in it, have been for many, many years, because not only can it treat PTSD, anxiety, and depression, it can treat neuropathic pain. That's the 4 things that they list on their website that they specialize in. But the 5th one, which they can't do, is people who are seekers, who want to have out-of-the-body experiences. And the fact that ketamine has been given to many people who have terminal diagnosis and they come to great peace with their own death, where before that they were struggling with every second of their life. And I understand that because I've now had 2 sessions, and I will say out of the body is the perfect description.
Is there a correlation to what the Native Americans, a lot of tribes, used to do with psychoactive
substances? Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. That keeps coming to mind for me.
Ayahuasca is the main one that they use in Peru and the other tribes. You know, am I intrigued by it? Yes, I am. But what I don't like about it, I'm more like you, Dr. Green. I like the scientific packaging of it. Ayahuasca, you're in a tribal setting at a dark place, and you're in a little group, and you have a shaman who's kind of leading it. Kind of a little bit too unpredictable for me. But the ketamine, I spent about 50 minutes under the influence, and I'm floating in a place, but I'm floating with consciousness. That's the difference. Most anesthesia, you might feel something for 30 seconds and you're out. This, you leave your body, but you're still driving the boat. And I can reconnect anytime I want. And it removes so many illusions that I get so caught up in, like the daily schedule or the worry of the day. It doesn't mean you don't do the right thing. It just means you put it in a different perspective. And it allows me to see the secret beauty in other people so much more deeply. And secondly, and I'm going to end it pretty quickly here, is I got to go visit the people who have passed away in my life. I went to see my dad, had a wonderful conversation. Interesting, the conversation was not verbal. It was text. It was words like I was typing it on a screen. And I found that just perfectly fine. Everything's perfectly fine because you're in a place of great oneness and heart and harmony. Unlike, we all have a few of those moments, but this is a big, big piece of that moment that comes in pretty fast. And I love, love, love it. I'm going to do 4 more sessions at least. And I will probably continue off and on to do this the rest of my life.
You know, probably like some of the listeners, because this is totally outside of traditional medicine from my standpoint. But, you know, part of it is fascinating. The other part is a little bit scary.
Yes.
That loss of control, being under, you know, that I don't think I'm going to do that anytime soon. If I want to talk to my deceased father, I'll do it in my dreams. That's where sometimes I do it. And I hope people don't think we're totally nuts after this. But, you know, like, was it Marilyn Monroe said, I'd rather be ridiculous than ridiculously boring. And you're anything but boring, Ed.
Oh, I love that. That came out of nowhere. yeah. So again, yes, it's not in the traditional medical model. However, many, many very professional health physicians, psychiatrists mainly, I think, have recommended.
Well, it reminds me of hypnotism as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a different level of consciousness. Yeah. So I was thinking of hypnotism. We were exposed to that in med school in our training. So they did that to us as students, which was interesting, I'll say. And it's also repeated in all those tribal models like we were just talking about. So it's not something that's brand new. It's just a different twist on something that's actually very old.
Yes, it is. And, you know, sitting in the waiting room, I mean, I don't talk much. I'm just kind of focused to where I'm going. But there's already been three stories of people who were not able to be treated with pharmaceutical antidepressants, who were on the verge of disaster in their life. And it brought their life back. It just brought their life back because it shifts a change. It actually makes a move. This is the analogy that I think of. And I actually told the guy yesterday my analogy. He said, that is perfect. It's like when your phone is really slow, struggling, and you're not connecting, and you do a reset. This is the reset for my mental, spiritual connection to the physical body.
You know, I hope somebody out there that researches either has or will do a study looking at, you know, PET scans, the serotonin, norepinephrine, dopamine levels before and after, just to see what happens. It'd be an interesting thing to look at.
Well, I did my own little study, Dr. Green, which is using my Aura ring, because I could go back and see what did my REM, my deep sleep, what did all my parts of the puzzle of sleep, how did they work during this? And it was incredible. It put me in a place that I could never naturally be in through my Aura ring analysis.
It also reminds me of what you say when you've done a float tank.
It is. And, you know, I thought of that this week, actually. And this is what I want to achieve in the float tank that I have in moments achieved, and they're fleeting moments, but they're still great moments. This is far different than that because it's extended moments, and it's I'm hungry for it. So this gives me more of the satisfies more of my appetite for that journey. I want to say real quickly, we have some exciting events at Nutrition World. Ideal Protein, which has been our most successful weight loss plan in 12 years, we're going to have a free lecture on April 25th. And you go to nutritionw.com under events to sign up. It's free. This has been one of the most successful weight loss plans for people who are just totally frustrated. Very accountable to us. You have to come in once a week. We put you on a huge machine called a Seca's $12,000 body fat machine. And we basically tell you what to eat and what you can't eat. But we give you a good list and you have to do it right. And if you do, you'll lose. Most men lose 3 pounds a week. Most women lose 2. Secondly, Summit Physical Therapy, great people. They are going to come on May 13th and do free physical therapy exams at the store. And they are a little bit outside the box when how they treat. I love good physical therapists. I love like Ken Keach and Mary Stoker and the ones at the store. But this is just a little bit different. And so May 13th, again, under events on Nutrition W. Dorothea Johnson, a wonderful esthetician, is already booked up for her May 28th event for facials, but we'll be having another date before too long. May 21st, you know about this far more than I, Dr. Green, the Lung Bus will be at Nutrition World for the second time. Dr. Hedrick will be attending, and tell people what that does.
Oh, well, this is a screening low-dose CT of your lungs that also looks at your heart. So whether you're a smoker or not, if someone is a complete non-smoker and wanted to do the CT, it's about $150 cash, as I understand. For people that are smokers, the criteria recently changed. The old criteria would be about 30 pack years of smoking, one pack a day for 30 years. Between the ages of 55 and 75, insurance covers it. Again, those criteria did recently change. They're more inclusive now. I can't think of what they are off the top of my head. But if someone thinks they're maybe close to that, yeah, you can call 495-LUNG and set up an appointment. Go out there to Nutrition World, get your scan. And again, it gives you a calcium score for your heart, so you have an idea of if you have coronary disease, and a cancer screening for your lungs. That's a great price.
It is. And, you know, I'm not hugely invested in a lot of over the top medical testing. This is so important and valid. The calcium score to me is one of the best indications of your cardiovascular health. And we do know that if you have a spot of lung cancer, they will remove it and you will be just fine.
Well, because of this, lung cancers, if people are screening, they can be caught in stages one or two, as opposed to, you know, years ago was three and four, and three and four you don't cure. I mean, if anybody's going to cure that, it's God himself. One and two, hey, you can cut that thing out. It's awesome. I mean, get rid of the cancer. Which is what we're trying to do, prevent these things.
And we can't do that with all cancers, but this one is the one to do it with. Lastly, Trina, one of our wonderful staff members at Nutritional, will be doing a makeup and skincare from a company called Mad Hippie. They are
I love
so,
the name.
Yes, and they're so clean with ingredients. It's going to be on May 7th, and you can just pop in to do that. And I do want to say real quickly, because we are going to run out of time, but I have to get this one thing in. Is and you have this app, Dr. Green, the EWG, which is an app that you can look up the toxicity of everything, toothpaste to foods. But they just came out with their new 2022 Dirty Dozen. These are the 12 heaviest sprayed foods with pesticides, and there's not much you can do about it. And I'm going to tell you the good list, too, real quickly. Strawberries has always been number one for the worst food you can ever eat. Please don't eat strawberries unless they're organic. Second, spinach. All these people using all this spinach in their drinks and their smoothies, it is full of pesticides. Next, kale. Ha! Huh. Next, nectarines, apples, grapes, bell peppers, cherries, peaches, pears, celery, and tomatoes. Now, of course, you can get clean food, so be really disciplined about that. Now, here's the clean 15. You don't want to worry about it. You're just going to go out and eat. Avocados, number one most clean. Sweet corn, pineapple, onions, papaya, sweet peas, asparagus, honeydew melon, kiwi, cabbage, mushrooms, cantaloupe, mangoes, watermelons, and surprisingly to me, sweet potatoes. So there's the list.
I'm still amazed at the spinach and kale. I mean, you've got a superfood on there.
I know.
People are going out thinking they're doing the right thing and getting a pesticide.
Yep. Well, Vital Health Radio is sponsored by the Vascular Institute and CHI Memorial, so stay tuned for next segment, which is Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in health, fitness, and bodybuilding. World-class competition with both men and women. If you're into health and fitness, this is an event you don't want to miss. Brought to you by Vascular Institute, Optimize You, Goals Gym, RCL3, Texas Roadhouse, People's Home Equity, and Chattanooga Fitness Download. For tickets and more information, check us out online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics for your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Now, NASCAR is cranking it up.
And Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr
will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Dr. Green, who has the words of wisdom and spiritual moment.
And the spiritual moment is always brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. Visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or just download their free app for your iPhone or Android. Today's a little different. I was just reading yesterday, and of course the devotional was all Easter-ish. And what I'm going to read is actually something from Good Friday, really, but it's about Easter, and it's something about the Easter weekend that I often don't think about it. I'm starting with Matthew chapter 27, verse 50. And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." And I read that, I think, you know, a little late on the revelation there, men. But, you know, they did see that. They did experience it. I was reading the same day. There is more evidence on the death and resurrection of Jesus, the fact he was seen over and over by crowds of people after his resurrection. There is more evidence for that than for many other supposed facts in history. And we often forget that, but this is a fact of history. He did die. He did come back to life. There's nobody else that's done that. And he's alive today. And that's the message of Easter. And because he lives, you can have hope. We've talked about hope today. You can have hope. And that's in Jesus. And that is your Easter message. Happy Easter, everybody.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. I'm honored to be a part of this show and for you to be my partner.
Thank you, Ed.
Really quickly, I only have about 3 minutes left. My daughter, who's just a genius in regard to my profession, she will be the one running Nutrition World when I expire, or turn my rented body back in.
At 125?
Not at the rate I'm going right now. If y'all had heard the conversations between our segments, you would understand that, which we're not going to talk about. But she did a great post on NutritionW.com on natural PMS and anxiety options. And I encourage anyone, especially women who want to listen. This was Katie talking to an expert on natural remedies for PMS and anxiety. Katie has a Facebook post called Earth Conscious Mama. It is a private group, but all you have to do is answer a couple questions. She speaks very passionately about how to live a clean life regarding being a mother and raising small children. And we have to be able to learn things because the world is too complex to just take for granted. And so she's teaching. She's a great teacher.
She actually is. She's brilliant. And she has a lot of good advice, both, well, at your store, on your website, and in Earth Conscious Mama. And I'll remind people that, listen, last week when you were gone, Ed, we had Mandy Livingston and Josh Porter. We actually talked a lot about these kind of things as people, mm-hmm. you know, perimenopausal, menopausal, the loss of drive, the fatigue. Mandy's story is unique, and people can go back and listen to that on the podcast. But, you know, that is another thing they can do if they're trying everything they know how to do naturally, and that's failing. You know, I'm coming to greatly respect Josh Porter. I think he's going to do great work in this town.
Thank you. Yeah, he'll be at Nutrition World starting May 2nd for women and men's hormone replacement with common sense. And I love it because that's his passion. And I just are attracted to people with passion because that's how you rise above the crowd and that's how you create such excellence.
Well, and the testimonials like Mandy's, it really changed her life. And it was really funny. You have to go back and listen to Mandy and Sean's interaction. It was hilarious. Oh. But Sean witnessed the good change in her as well.
Oh, awesome. You know, we spoke earlier about the Dirty Dozen list of all the foods. Mm. And one other piece of real toxicity, especially for our children, is 40% of children are using potentially dangerous doses of toothpaste. They are, because they swallow it. Fluoride lowers IQ, people. Fluoride lowers IQ, people.
Why are they swallowing it?
Well, just kids, and it tastes good. And so they're not spitting it all out. And so buy toothpaste that doesn't have fluoride anywhere. I don't care where you get it.
Or if you do, don't swallow it.
Well, it's hard to tell a three-year-old not to swallow, because this was just between 3 and 6-year-olds that were tested. But
it's a little bit poisonous if you swallow it.
Yes, it is. It even says it on the label. So don't, and fluoride's not that beneficial. So don't take a chance, people. Come to Nutrition World. Go to Whole Foods. Go to Amazon. Get toothpaste without it. I want to tell you real quick.
Of course, it's in our water anyway.
Yeah, we already have enough. So don't forget, on June 4th, the bodybuilding contest, the Chattanooga Fitness, is going to have different categories: fitness, bodybuilding, figure, bikini, physique, wellness, and swimsuit. I don't even know what wellness is, but that sounds right down my alley. I might just
sounds like general fitness.
And we're going to be there. You'll be there. I will be there.
Absolutely.
In what regard I'm going to be there will be based on that week.
Well, I will be there as a spectator with my wife. That's for sure.
All right, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake, from the Vascular Institute studio. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day, and let's ride that wellness train together. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.